There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find waiting for you there on the site. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Rob.
And Lauren Rumpler.
Rob is here. He's Rob Mathias from the Rebel Love Show. You can go and check him out at rebelloveshow.com.
Yes, it is, rebelloveshow.com.
You do a weekly program based in Manchester.
Yes, but basically it's more of like a hangout show. It's really about the community here in the Free State Project, but there's a lot.
Yeah, you always have at least one guest on. It was Bo Davis was the most recent episode.
Yes.
Longtime listeners of the show know Bo as the editor extraordinaire of both Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree and the new 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, two awesome documentaries.
Yeah, second time he was on, but like for me, it's kind of very inspiring to have him on because both me and my co-host, Shire Dude, we both moved here. We signed the intent to move for the Free State Project after watching Victimless Crime that he produced. So it's kind of like...
Independently, the two of you
both independently.
Know
yeah, no, we didn't know each other until I met him at Liberty Forum. Mm-hmm. But I had never met him and knew who he was until I saw him at Liberty Forum.
So one of the things you were saying on your recent episode, which is, you know, you can, of course, download it at rebelloveshow.com.
Yes.
You can watch it on YouTube. You can catch it on LRN.fm every now and then. One of the things you guys were talking about was that there was two phases, or I think you were saying this, that there were two phases, like the phase where you realize you've got to get to New Hampshire, and then the phase where you actually commit to getting there. How would you define that?
I mean, there's for me, a lot of us that I've seen to talk to lately, there's usually a red pill moment when you sign.
Okay.
And then there's something else that happens, like, oh, come on, I really have to get there now. Like, I'm committed, now I really have to move. For me, I signed the intent to move after watching Victimless Crime Spree, but I didn't really like get myself into gear until after the whole Concord Bearcat thing happened, which happened after I had signed the intent to move. And I see like, you know, 500 to 1,000 people at the Concord City Hall, you know, demanding that the local, you know, quote unquote authorities don't have military weapons against the civilian population known as a Bearcat. And I see all these, you know, liberty activists doing something there. I'm like, I got to be around these people. Like, I can't, I'm by myself in Chicago, and there's like all these people doing something for just a Bearcat.
If you're in like the third largest city or the second largest city in the United States, third largest, I think,
something
Chicago,
like that.
Or fourth, maybe it's San Francisco, that's number three. Anyways, top five. And you're in this major metropolitan area, and you don't know anybody who cares about freedom?
Oh, I did. I mean, I'll go to Ron Paul meetups and there'd be like, you know, half a dozen people. I go to a Bitcoin meetup in Manchester and there's 40 people in a city of 100,000.
Right. And, yeah, that's very similar to my experience where in Sarasota, Florida, we could actually pull a half a dozen people in Sarasota, Florida, and that's only like, you know, 500,000 people. But, you know, these guys that are stuck in these big cities, I just feel so bad for them because... What can you really do there? I mean, even if you could have 100 people in a big city like that show up to some kind of meeting,
it's a drop in the bucket. It's not going to do anything. Like, you have to have numbers. And, like, here there's a smaller population. Numbers do matter.
So you were actually in the streets of Manchester the other day, and you were accosted by a man with a costume and a gun. He claimed to be with a gang called the Manchester Police.
Yes, the local gang known as the Manchester PD, they had to, well, they didn't have to, but apparently, well, here in New Hampshire, you have to get your car inspected.
This is one of the bad parts.
Yes, one of the bad parts of New Hampshire. I understand
why. Not perfect.
I understand why many people get an LLC and get their car, you know, a registered out of state.
Heck, I prefer it to monopoly on, you know, insurance. Here.
Well, okay, so yeah, you don't have to have car insurance.
You don't have to have car
insurance. That's a good idea. And they do mandate that you have these inspections. Now, look, that's a good idea,
too. It's a lot cheaper.
Right? Like, it's a good idea to have an inspection. So even though the car that I drive is, I don't own it, it's a corporate car, like you were talking about, I still get it inspected.
Yeah, but it's naturally incentivized. I mean, you don't need, don't need to require these sorts of things. I mean, people are going to come to that conclusion on their own, or they're only messing up their own lives when they don't take care of their property. I mean, but I'm glad.
It's
a lot cheaper. I come from a state that it was mandatory for insurance. I prefer this. It's actually a lot cheaper. I mean, I wish that we didn't have any mandates, but this is actually a lot better. Anyway,
yeah,
continue.
I mean, for me, like, the whole inspection thing, they put a sticker on your windshield, which are color-coded. Mm-hmm. I have the wrong color. So in the last 3 weeks, I've been pulled over 3 times by Manchester PD. I'm always scared to drive during the day.
Right. What they'll do is they'll just sit on the side of the road, and they'll eyeball everybody coming by, and they'll look for the color and the number that's on there, and then they'll just put their blues on and pull you over.
Well, on that, too, before that even happened, I've been pulled over at least 10 times before this last 3 weeks has even happened, but that's because my car is like a cop magnet because of the livery stickers. I mean, my first couple days here,
oh my
I was
God, don't I know
says
it.
Bitcoin.
My first couple days here, I was questioning where I bought my car at, which was here, but like I'm in Manchester, and I asked, they're questioning me about Keene, like day three that
really?
I'm in. Yeah, it's on my channel. I actually videotaped that, too. But I didn't come here to be a right to travel activist, mm-hmm. but somehow I am now. I have no idea how this even happened. But anyways,
well, I mean, it's not like you're not going to inspect the cars. You tell me.
I even tell them I'm going to get inspected. Like, I live and die by my calendar. I'm showing them my calendar. I'm like, it's in my calendar. It doesn't make it up. It's like, it's right here. Like, I'm going to go get it checked out. But the thing is, with him, when you know you're going to get a ticket or a letter of extortion from like a gang member, you know, he has to hold it there. I have to take it from him. He can't just drop it. Or
no, he could drop it.
He could have, but he didn't.
He could have. So, I've had a cop throw a ticket in the car and storm
off. I spent like 8 minutes talking to this cop, trying to like reach him as another human being, like trying to convince him, like, you're doing something bad. You're stealing from me. Like,
you're actually
you
really nice to him. You didn't berate him or anything.
Nice.
You were really polite.
I mean, I was aggravated, but I wasn't like screaming at the guy.
No.
But
you were really calm. I was really impressed with how you handled it. I thought that was really good activism.
Though I also had a camera person with you, which was helpful.
Yes, a new mover, Ann Leverett. She helped me film that. She's in a car with me, so she filmed the...
It's super helpful to have somebody there to record a traffic stop. That way it's one less thing that you have to think about when you're interacting with these cops. Now, you went the route of actually having a conversation with him. There are other techniques.
Well,
right?
There's a lot of different techniques. Not saying anything,
right.
You know, just being just a couple words and
if
whatnot.
If you're going to speak, you better be careful because, you know, you never know when you're going to talk yourself into another ticket or an arrest or something like that, and that's what they're looking for. They're looking for you to mess up and say something that that they can get you on, and sometimes it can be as simple as, you know, you moved somewhere and you didn't change your address on the license.
Trust me, believe me, you shouldn't talk to the cops unless you absolutely have to. Now, mind you, I'm literally getting it, you know, he's already threatening me with violence as it is, so, like, I'm already got the ticket. So now I'm like, you know, if he hadn't done it to that point, I would have just not said a word. I just would have handed my ID, and that's it.
They're actually making it easier and easier for you to not have to say a word to the cop. There's this new thing called free fair DUI. And I have a video of it on my page, Lauren Rumpler, facebook.com/Lauren Rumpler Productions. But it's called the Fair DUI, and you can fill out a paperwork and you can put it in a Ziploc bag mm-hmm. along with your ID and your proof of insurance and drive by the checkpoint with your window up, and you don't have to talk to them at all.
Yeah, I've heard about this. Actually, we haven't talked about it on the air yet, but
I have the video on my page.
I saw the story about that where a guy gets through a checkpoint by doing this, which is a great move because, you know, they are constantly trying to invade your privacy at these checkpoints, et cetera.
I mean, there's a lot of different techniques of how to get through from being, you know, being detained by a police officer when you're being pulled over through a checkpoint or whatnot. Sometimes it feels like every cop is different. Like, you know, sometimes you can
definitely.
Yeah, they're human beings just like everyone else.
Well, one time we were in Manchester, a cop pops the door open with Derek J. We had been pulled over not far away from one of the places to gather in Manchester, and this cop, Harrington, number one, comes up to the car and starts talking to us, and then at some point he just pops the door open. So another good tip is to make sure your doors are locked whenever a cop comes up.
I mean, or you could end up like the person in in, I'm trying to remember what state it was, but the cop reached inside the car to try and unlock the door, and the person set off because they were nervous, and now they're in jail. I think it was California.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Have you seen that video?
No, I haven't.
Ooh,
there's
yeah.
There's so many videos. I mean, how can you even watch all the
you
bad
know,
cop
the
videos?
The thing is that people are realizing that they're checking how they feel when cops pull around. So, literally, think about it. The next time a cop turns his lights on or you pass a cop, think to yourself, how do I feel right now? And that gut instinct really tells you a lot about what police really stand for.
It should be an indicator for sure. So we'll talk more about the pullover here in a moment. I thought it went pretty well. It was an interesting conversation, and you can see the video at freeking.com. I'll put a link up on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453 is our number.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm, so feel free to do that at your leisure. And you can, of course, join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive in a variety of ways there. Now, if you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your internet connection, so therefore your ISP, which right now probably is logging all the websites you visit and all the search terms that you enter, maybe keeping those logs for as long as 5 years. They won't be able to do that anymore as soon as you start using ProXPN's free software. You can just go and download it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, it's possible to get ProXPN working. It's just a bit of a different setup process for you. It's all very simple. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Now, with a free account, you've got limited bandwidth, so you're going to want to upgrade at some point to their premium account to give you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to which you can connect. You can privately torrent with their premium account, as well as get past regionally blocked websites. It's a great service, and it's available to you at an amazing price. In fact, you can get 50% off the price of their annual account by using code FTL50. So when you're ready to upgrade to premium, use code FTL50, and you'll save 50%. That breaks the price down to around $5 a month, and once you get through your first year, the renewal price for the next year is going to be the same. So you actually are locking in that 50% discount for the lifetime of your account. So go and get started at proxpn.com/FTL. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose but your privacy. And don't forget to use code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. Rob Mathias and Lauren Rumpler are here in the studio, made the journey out from Manchester. Thanks for coming all the way out here tonight to spend time on Free Talk Live.
Of course. Always pleasure. Love coming on.
You guys are doing great work, great media work out there in Manchester. And, Rob, you just recently put some fresh media online via YouTube.
Yes.
There's a video up right now over at freekeen.com. The article is titled Free Stater versus Manchester PD over inspection sticker edict. And so you actually weren't pulled over. This dude just pulled up to you, right?
Technically, we were pulled over by their paddy wagon, which I didn't think could pull over cars, but nonetheless. But no, we literally were parking right where I live. And then, like, I'm about to get out of the car, and I see the lights behind me. I'm like, I can't get out of the car because they'll shoot me, or they'll wrestle me to the ground because I'm getting out of my car. They don't know that
nervous.
I live there.
They
yeah, so I'm like, I have to stay in my car outside of my home because they're behind me.
So he issues you a ticket for having this uninspected vehicle because you hadn't gotten around to inspecting it yet. It's a yearly requirement here in New Hampshire. Now, hopefully we'll see that change with more liberty activists getting elected and working within the system. One of the proposals has been to cut it back to every other year and, of course, to repeal it entirely. So it would be nice to see those things happen. Of course, as you might imagine, the auto repair centers are very interested in continuing.
Well, of course, I have to go there and pay them money. And of course, they're going to try and throw some other, repair that you need in order to pass that inspection.
Right, because they can essentially hold your car hostage if they determine that it needs certain repairs in order to get this sticker. So you tell the cop that you're going tomorrow morning. You pull your phone out and you're like, look, here's my calendar. I'll show it to you. Seriously, I'm going tomorrow morning to get this taken care of. And essentially you ask him repeatedly, like, why don't you use your discretion here, man?
Well, here's the thing. Like, when I first got here, when I was driving this car, I bought it out here in Keene and drove it back. Didn't have plates yet. Didn't have any residency, nothing. And I got pulled over by Manch PD. Mm-hmm. At that time, they gave me a summons just like they did this time. But the officer was like, look, if you can prove that you registered a car, just, bring it into the Valley Street Police Department and we will, we'll throw it out. I'm like,
okay.
That they did that for me. And I give them, some credit. They not that I want them to even give me, actually have the right to travel,
They
period.
Didn't take it to the wall for
they
it,
didn't, They could have arrested me or at least bare minimum stole my car when they didn't do that.
I've had situations similar where I've been like noticed that the cops in New Hampshire just seem a little bit nicer than cops in other places, like where a situation similar had happened. I forget what the violation was, but some sort of thing that could have gotten us towed. They towed the car. The cop is willing to allow the tow to tow back to the house rather than to a tow
yard. I find local city police officers a lot nicer than Stadies. Stadies are a whole other breed. Mm-hmm.
So this was city cop.
It's a city cop, yeah.
And this is the biggest city in New Hampshire, so if the cops are going to be bad, they're more likely to be bad in a larger department.
Absolutely. Mind you, I've had bad experiences with Managed PD.
Sure.
This is actually one of the better experiences that I've had with Managed
PD. What was amazing about this experience, and it's an 8-minute long video, so that's why I'm not going to play it on the air, but you should watch it. What's an amazing thing about this is how long the cop lingers for this essentially repetitive conversation.
Well, what's crazy is there's like a freak like blizzard for like 10 minutes right when this guy's outside of my car.
It's cold.
Yeah, and it's like 5 degrees, the snow's blowing in one direction, and he's just there holding the my extortion ticket. He's trying to get me. I'm not grabbing
cracked.
It.
It's cracked.
It's like an inch crack. Yeah, it's just an inch crack, and I'm refusing to take it. I just keep talking.
Well, you don't want to refuse to take it.
Well, I didn't say I refused.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I pretty much see how far I can go with it, and so
you
I finally
tried to reason with him.
Yeah, I did try to reason with him. Trying to reason as a human being.
You used reason and rationality to try and aid you, and he wasn't listening to reason.
There was a moment where he kind of got outside of his script. And I tried to ask him if he gave me the same compromise
moment
that the cop had originally given me back when I moved here, where like they'll throw it off. I just prove that I'm doing this edict, like, you know, I can prove it. And they would just throw it out. And he actually steps back and like thinks about it for like 30 seconds.
It seemed like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't.
He said no.
He went straight back into his script.
I don't want to say that you did anything wrong, but I did want to give you a little tidbit of advice.
Please do, because this is a learning hospital for me too.
Right, and I think we can all learn from each other's experiences. And the one thing that I saw that I would have done differently is when you made that proposition to him. And he paused and started thinking about it, I wouldn't have said anything.
Oh, I know.
Because that right there is the verbal game of chicken, and they talk about it in How to Win Friends and Influence People. And you want to get somebody right there to the point where they are thinking about it, and the next person to talk loses.
True.
And so that was your moment, and I wish you hadn't given it up because you gave him the upper hand.
I did.
But you were nervous, and I think other than that, you handled it brilliantly. I was super proud to know you and know that, you know, my friend and somebody that I know is able to handle a situation like that
my
so well.
My favorite line from the video was, quote, "Did you sign up to protect people or hurt people? Because this is hurting me." You said this to him right at the very end of the video.
He said it several times.
No, that exact line I think only came up one time. Huh. And it was just so poignant because it really boiled down the situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a beautiful line.
It's over. The only reason why he pulled me over is because there's a different sticker on my car. That's the reason why.
I think it's important to do what you did and to give these officers feedback, to let them know you're hurting me and it's not okay and I don't appreciate it. This is not the kind of service that I'm looking for from you. And I think if more people would give them feedback like that, it would get really hard for them to actually do that role of their job.
I mean, if a cop actually turns around and somehow helps me in some sort of situation, I would say thank you for helping me.
Yeah,
but this is not help. It's not, you know, it caused me to be late for work, and he was stealing money from me.
Right. I think it's important to let them know when they're doing the right thing, which every now and then they do, you know, go after a real bad guy or something, and also let them know when we think they're doing the wrong thing. Rob Mathias from The Rebel Love Show at rebelloveshow.com. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you.
We're actually going to bring your cohort in here in moments, Shire Dude.
We're taking over Free Talk Live.
In moments. Your calls are certainly welcome. The toll-free number is 855-453. You can bring up anything here. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate Free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these Pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com to enjoy the features you'll find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Lauren Rumpler.
We also have Shire Dude with us. Hey, Shire Dude.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's been a while since you've been on the show. What was it? Pork Fest, I think.
Pork right? Fest. Yeah, that was my first appearance on Free Talk Live.
And you are a busy, busy man. I mean, you've only been in New Hampshire for, what,
since
6 May.
Months? So a little over 6 months.
7-8 months, something like that. Not even a full year yet, and you have jumped into the deep end of activism. Yeah. Where'd you come from?
I came from California.
Where in California?
Like L.A., Orange County, back and forth between the two.
It's a big place, right? Like, that's a huge downsizing. Was there culture shock for you?
You know, Manchester, I've explained it, it's kind of like a suburb of California. It's similar. Like, the houses are shaped a little differently, and, oh, golly, it gets cold here. But other than that, it's pretty similar.
Golly?
Yeah.
Well, he is on the radio. You do have to...
I've never heard you say golly.
Oh, really?
For those who don't know, this is my best friend in the whole world. world.
That's good to know that. So I want to talk more about you in a moment here, but we've actually got Jason who is on the line in Maryland. And Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Shire Dude and Lauren Rumpler.
Hello there. How are you?
Hey, Jason. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You were talking about getting pulled over. Listen, don't plead or argue with the cop. It freaks them out. Trust me, I've been through a few things in my life. There is something you can do, and they'll not the cops. They kind of respect it, but the mainstream media and everybody else call you a quack, a paper terrorist, a fruit job, whatever. But no, actually, it's very valid, and it dates back before this country was founded even. You can simply, as long as you haven't done any harm or caused an injury or financial injury to somebody when you're pulled over, you can simply, when you sign a ticket, and I want you to pay attention, write the letters UD, circle it, and write per UCC1-308. That's the Universal Commercial Code.
So this
code.
Is a conspiracy theory that is...
It's not a conspiracy theory. I've won three cases with it.
And do you have proof?
Yeah, the fact that I don't have any points on my license. And
no, that's not
that
proof. So when I say proof, what I mean is, like, did you get video of your interaction with the cop? Did you get video in the court? Do you have evidence, documented evidence that proves your claim?
No, because the whole point is they drop the claim against you when you...
So you're saying that, just to clarify, you're saying that you write some stuff with the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code, on a ticket, and that they'll drop the ticket and that you'll never actually end up...
You'd have to then, what you have to do, that starts the ball rolling. Then you have to take it, the next thing you do is you make a claim against them so that...
How do you,
you know,
do that?
Now, you putting it in common law court instead of sticking around in their administrative, which is a version of admiralty court. You put it back in common law and you declare it.
How do you do that? Can you give us a simple process as to how one would make a claim against the ticket in common law courts?
Okay, you don't make a claim against the ticket. You make a claim against another party, and you...
So who would the other party be? The officer, the police
usually
department?
Usually the officer can also be the judge. It depends on the circumstances.
So you make a claim. Does that mean you're filing a case in court?
Yes.
What does that cost?
All the time you do it in the same court.
What does that cost to file a case in court in, Maryland, where you live?
I have to do it because of a cock-up that I just found out about. Would be the third time I've done it in my life. It's going to cost me about $49 to do it.
So it costs you $50 to file in court.
Right.
So therefore, the court gets money out of you, but the police department, then you're claiming that the police department then drops the original case against you after you file this case.
They don't always, but what it does... They
don't always. Uh-huh. Okay.
You have to prove and, you know, take control of the court as the sovereign.
This all sounds very interesting. You know what I'd like to see you do, Jason? Here's my challenge to you. I want to see you go ahead and just go get yourself another speeding ticket and then document the process from start to finish, because there's a lot of people like you who call into this show and make claims about, you just have to write this or deliver this paperwork here or whatever.
And you see this and that.
It's always very complicated, and that's one of the problems. It's always very complicated. So that way, when somebody tries this, what you're saying, and I wouldn't recommend anyone try what you're saying, but when somebody does try it, because I've tried some of this stuff. Then, you know, they'll fail, and then they'll come back and they'll say, Jason told us wrong on Free Talk Live. And then, you know, the people who advocate these theories will almost always come back and say, you didn't do it wrong. You forgot to file the triplicate copy of this with the Secretary of State, and, you know, it needed to be notarized as well. You know, so there's always something else that, you know, these gurus claim that the people did. So here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do, Jason. Do you have a YouTube channel?
Constantly, I watch it.
No. You need to get your own YouTube channel.
I work 85 hours a week.
Great. Well, okay, then you can't expect, if you're not willing to put any effort into convincing people of your methods, then you can't expect anybody to really take you seriously, and I wish you the best with your methods. So, Shire Dude, Lauren Rumpler, have you come across these courtroom conspiracy theories?
I heard the UCC code before. I actually think I heard about it on Free Talk Live. This was back in like 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I was still living in California, and I actually tried it.
Really?
Because I heard it on here from this, like, you know, like one of those guys. And then I heard it from someone at work at the same time, and she was like, well, I'm friends with a cop. He told me about this, and he told me all you have to do is write this magic code on your parking ticket, and it goes away.
Uh-huh. So what did you do?
So I wrote it. And
what did you get? A ticket? What kind of ticket?
It was a parking ticket. Okay. I think it was like street sweeping.
Yeah.
And so she said, you got to write it in red ink and mail it back to them. Like it's some, like, you know, Harry Potter magic trick.
Yep.
And so I write it and I mail it back to them and I got no response.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, I got a letter in the mail saying I had an outstanding parking ticket, but this was a letter about a different one.
Okay.
So I went back to pay it, and then the lady there was like, you have two.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, oh, that just means it never went away. And so I ended up paying it off. I caved at that point.
So it didn't work.
So it didn't work at all, but it was a nice thought.
But if we still had Jason on the line, I'm sure he would tell you five different things that you did wrong. And so that's why I always challenge these people to just provide some evidence. I mean, look, I know you're in Maryland or wherever it is you are, where it's very difficult to get a camera in a courtroom. Most places, it's like impossible or near impossible to get a camera in a courtroom. So it can be difficult to document this process completely. So move to New Hampshire, bring all your UCC wizardry with you up here, and then I'll come to if you go to court in Keene, New Hampshire, or in the vicinity of Keene, New Hampshire, I will take time out of my schedule to show up with a video camera and record whatever court wizardry. You can give me copies of all the documents you filed with the state, and we'll see if your little techniques work. Really, I'd love for someone to come up and do this. You know, Shire Dude, this is before your time up here, but there was a guy, one of these guru types, who actually came up here at one point, and he came and he showed up at Social Sundays, which is like this weekly thing that we have here in Keene for people to just kind of hang out and get to know one another. He shows up at Social Sundays and he's like talking his guru talk, like, I am a sovereign. And look, I like the idea of being sovereign, no doubt. I mean, I like the idea of being the king of your own domain. That's cool. But, to think that the government's going to let you out of their tickets because you make some sort of ridiculous claim, I still have yet to see the proof of that. So this guy's talking his game about how he's this guru and he's been doing this in California forever and this and that. I'm like, oh, great. Well, I'm looking forward to, seeing if you end up in court here so we can record that and actually get some evidence. Well, the dude moved out to what's called the Domes. Now, the Domes is basically a place in the woods in New Hampshire where multiple liberty activists live. That's a good place to go and disappear and, not actually get tickets for doing anything because you're living in the woods and you're not around an enforcement apparatus like Manchester Police or Keene Police. And so the dude, lived out of the Domes for a while. And then, several months later, a phone message comes through Pork 411, the messaging system, from this guy. And I'll tell you what he said on the message here in a moment. We'll share that in just a moment here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And maybe you've tried one of these guru approaches. How'd it work out for you? Free Talk Live.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Chuck Woolery here. I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. Friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. It really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Yes, you can tell us about your crazy conspiracy theory if you want to. And look, I want to believe this stuff works. I really do. I'd love to have somebody prove one of these conspiracy theories.
Only if you wear the tinfoil hat while you're doing it.
Well, that's about as ridiculous as they seem to be. These are, we're talking specifically not about like 9/11 or things like that, not big conspiracy theories, but like the courtroom conspiracies, these legal land conspiracies, the idea that you can just utter some words in court or write some words down on a ticket or on a piece of paper and file it in the right place, and then all of a sudden your troubles with the government will go away.
You know, I don't even think it's just the legal conspiracies. I really, you know, for me, the conspiracy side of the liberty movement, I know that Alex Jones and all those get people involved in the liberty movement.
It's true.
But, you know, part of me feels like it makes us difficult with the limited amount of actual evidence we have. I mean, it's obvious that 9/11 didn't happen the way that the government says it did. It's obvious. But to make claims...
I'll give you that much, but I don't know what really happened.
Right. And to make assumptions about what happened, which is what Alex Jones is to make a lot of bold leaps.
Sure.
I think that really ruins our legitimacy, honestly. I think that hurts us.
Well, first of all, Alex Jones isn't... I don't know who us is, but I know that Alex Jones isn't someone I would consider to be a liberty-minded person.
I meant the people in the liberty movement.
Right.
But,
I mean,
you know,
just to be clear, like, I don't mind Alex Jones. I've met him personally. He was very nice when I met him, and I appreciate a lot of the work he's done over the years on the police state. I think he's done some good reporting here and there, but it's like what you said, when he fills in the blanks with the conspiracy,
yes, that's the problem.
Kind of go off the radar. And
I have no problem with showing the evidence. It's really just when the conspiracy gets involved. I don't like conspiracy, but I do like showing facts. And the facts point out that the government is lying.
Were you ever a conspiracy guy, Shire dude?
Maybe a few minutes on YouTube here and there. Okay, but I think I skipped most of that.
That's good to know. And there are a lot of people who don't come into the liberty movement from the conspiracy realm. I've voiced my concerns about the conspiracy realm. I think it's a dangerous one. I think it's a defeatist kind of group of people who believe, you know, the world's controlled by some sort of group of madmen meeting in a smoke-filled dark room, and, you know, that they can't do anything about that, so they go hide in their parents' basement and share YouTube videos.
It's a scary position to have, to think the government is that powerful that they can hide all of those things.
I think Shire Dude's hiding something from you, because I think this man right here is the source of most of the conspiracy theories. He has spread the conspiracy on the internet that I like tomatoes, and that is strictly conspiracy. I do not like tomatoes.
You don't like tomatoes, huh?
I do not like tomatoes.
Well, you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. So I'd like to encourage, you know, the gurus out there who claim to know everything about how to get out of things in court. Just make some YouTube videos, you know, show the process. Let's see you getting the ticket. Let's see you going to court. Let's see you getting this dismissed.
Should be easy,
right? I've seen some really good videos of this kind of kooky stuff from Sovereign Tactics. Have you ever
Randy
seen
Stroud.
Yeah.
Yeah, Randy.
He's interesting. He's
Randy's
interesting.
Great.
When it works, when some of the stuff that he does works, I freak out. I'm like, wow, this, you know,
well,
this guy's figuring it out.
Doing.
He's a pioneer, man.
Well, he actually has the legal know-how to get through this stuff. He's a great guy. I want to have him on my show.
That's what makes him credible, is that he actually does seem to try this stuff. Now, have you seen him go into court? Like, has he managed to do that?
I don't think I've seen a video of him in court.
What has he been filming? Because I've just seen him filming himself talking about the
ideas.
He mainly does legal counsel.
I've seen him walk around with his common law ID, and probably the most impressive thing he's done with that is buy alcohol with it.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's a step.
I have to say, I haven't watched all of his videos.
Okay.
I haven't seen that one happen, but I do know that he seems to be like somebody who's really interested in these sorts of things, who's willing to apply them and try them. Like, another guy like that is Jay Noon, who lives in Massachusetts. He was the guy at Porkfest this year who was selling hamburgers outside the campfire on a couple nights.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. He actually put his own house on the line to further along his theory about, you know, not paying property taxes, etc. He unfortunately lost his house and then lost the subsequent appeal to federal court on that. So, you know, despite the hours and hours and hours, I mean, this guy, you talk to Jay Noon, he sounds like he knows his stuff, and I believe he does. He's done hundreds of hours of research on this, and ultimately it, you know, he
it's
lost
rough,
his house.
Yeah.
So I had heard rumor Randy Stroud, the Sovereign Tactics guy, was going to move to New Hampshire.
I wonder who you heard,
I heard that from. You, actually.
Might be from me. So, he is, you know, I just messaged him.
I've encouraged him to move up here as well, because, like, you know, same offer applies. Come here, I'll record you in court.
He'd have so much
Shire
more
dude
protection
report you in
here.
Manchester.
Yeah, in those situations, he'd have people to back him up.
I mean, Ian, you're very influential and awesome, but you got to remember that, you know, with the handsome liberty movement men, I got a little more clout in that field.
Well, whatever you can do then, Lauren.
I'm working on it.
We need people who are willing to try different things. I'm certainly not going to say that, you know, being totally inside the system is the way to go. It's just that seems to be the best way to, you know, get a win under your belt in the court system. Like when I went to a speeding ticket trial and the bureaucrat, the state trooper, didn't show up, motion to dismiss, and that motion was granted. So, you know, if you know a little bit, that can help you about the system. And I don't think you should have to spend hundreds of hours researching. If there's a process that works, show us the process, keep it simple, because not everybody's going to have time to do all this research to learn and become a guru. This should be simple, right?
Yeah.
It should be simple. Anyway, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. So we were talking about you, Shire Dude. You came from California. You moved to New Hampshire in the summertime, in May of 2014.
Yeah, man.
And your name wasn't originally Shire Dude, but you are changing it legally.
I'm planning on changing my name legally. It is actually legally right now. Andrew Vermilio.
Okay.
Which
Ooh,
is
I like that.
A mouthful. And it's tough because I'm trying to get my name out there to become a freelance. Well, I am doing it already. I'm doing freelance editing and filming.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of activists out there who film a lot of hours of footage, and they never film it, and then people never watch it because
they never edit it.
Yeah, or they never edit it. That's what I mean. Yeah, people never watch it because of that, because it's just raw footage sitting on a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I've been doing that, and Shire Dude just it's got more oomph in the advertising world.
It's definitely unique.
Yeah,
people are going to remember Shire Dude. Although Vermilio is certainly an unusual name.
It's unique, but it's hard to spell.
Italy? Is that Italian?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's actually a province in Italy. In
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So does that mean that your family's like from royal blood or something?
I want to go there and find out.
Do you speak Italian?
I'm so up for that trip.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
So ShireDude.com?
ShireDude.com, yes.
And what will people find if they go to ShireDude.com?
So far, I have my show, which is also called Shire Dude.
Mm-hmm. This is every so often show or weekly? How often are you putting out new episodes?
I tried doing it weekly, but I've been slacking because I actually have two other shows that I'm doing now. I just got here in May. I got three
so
shows that I'm putting out.
Yeah, right?
This is ridiculous.
You are one of the busiest new movers out there, definitely. I mean, you're almost competing with Derek J for busiest media guy, although he's got six shows now, so you've got a little bit. But you're doing more video work, and that takes more time. You know, if you're doing video production, there's a lot more time that you invest into just producing a five-minute clip as opposed to getting on and yakking on a microphone.
My newest show, It's Like This Too, which is about Free State Project Early Movers.
It's great, by the way.
It's 5 minutes, and it takes hours to edit those.
How many hours would you say you pour into production of one episode of It's Like This Too?
I've done up to
five.
From
shooting through the final...
Oh, just editing is up to five.
Yeah, editing, okay.
And then shooting, we'll do these big days where we try to get as many interviews as possible.
Right.
And so last time we went from, like, I don't know, the a.m. to, you know, late in 7 p.m. or something like that. Yeah.
Now, that's appearing on the Free State Project YouTube channel.
Oh, but you might as well get it from freekeen.com.
This is true. Yeah. You are probably the newest blogger at freekeen.com, as a matter of fact, which is great because, you know, then that gives you a little bit of extra exposure. Freekeen's not the biggest website in the world, but it is arguably one of the biggest in New Hampshire, and so, you know, you get a few more extra
eyeballs. I've seen a bump in my views,
Have you? Good.
Since I've been on there.
Good, good. I mean, it's usually only worth, like, a couple hundred, but, you know, it's a couple hundred more than you had.
So. Yeah, man.
I appreciate you cranking the content out there, and, of course, Laura. And your website is going to change soon. So what are you promoting tonight? What's the...
I mean...
You can't talk about what's coming up.
No, I can't. It's just...
Big changes, though.
Oh, my God. It's so huge. And, you know, it's been really, really hard. You know, even just staying undercover for a while. You know, because everybody wants to... I mean, there's been a few shows that have invited me on that I've had to say no to.
Just because you're so busy with the new launch?
Well, not only that, but I'm kind of hiding, and I'm wearing a hat tonight.
Right.
And, you know, that's intentional. And, I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming up. And,
all right, well, we'll talk more about it when you're ready for that, because you're not ready quite yet.
But not quite yet,
me,
but...
You did show me some exciting previews, and that's cool.
Oh, so we'll my God. So many exciting things.
All right, more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. Lauren, you're going to tell us about Tamir Rice. He's the 12-year-old who was shot to death by cops. We'll give you details. It's Free Talk Live.
Yep.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound. Try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.